Welcome to today's Perry Fairway Let's Talk Dallas County program. My name is Joe Sierwinski. On today's program, I'm privileged to be joined by Jeff Jackson, the Executive Director for Dallas County Iowa State University Extension and Outreach. That's a long title.
It's a Jeff, long title, Joe.
Thank really you so is. Much for joining me, Jeff.
It is always a pleasure to see you and hang out with you.
So we wanted to bring you in here today because we want to talk about 4-H Week. It's National 4-H Week between October 7th and 12th. So what can you tell me about just 4-H week in general?
Well, actually, so I just read this on the way over here. Well, I didn't read it on the way over here. I'd be reading and driving. But I actually read this before coming over here that 4-H week got started back right after the bombing of Pearl Harbor. So there's a deep-rooted history there, and it kind of got started from 4-H has been around for over 100 years. But it kind of got started in the idea of we as a country wanted to celebrate something positive that we were doing in that time of tragedy. And so they really put the efforts into 4-H week and really to get started on that around World War II time. So it's fantastic that it's still here and that we're still celebrating it and get to celebrate all the wonderful things that 4-H has done over 100 years.
Yeah, that's a great little tidbit that I would never have known if I hadn't asked you to come up here today. So first of all, we wanted to just dealing with 4-H in particular. You have like some statistics for Dallas County 4-H in particular. So what can you tell me about just where that program is currently at?
Absolutely. You know, we get a lot of questions as to people go, all right, so what is Dallas County? You know, I see 4-H, but really how involved are you guys in the community? We serve over 1,000 youth just last year alone. So the 2017-2018 school year, we served over 1,000 youth in our programming. And we have about 528 youth that are committed to joining our monthly clubs. They are part of a club and enrolled in a club. We have over 60 adult volunteers, including one that has been volunteering with us for over 53 years. And she's part of our Centennial Club that's been around for 100 years. When you look at the averages of the state and you even look at the averages of the national average, we actually continue to enroll more youth in 4-H than the national average. So Dallas County is growing in so many ways, and so is our programming. It's wonderful.
Absolutely. And we've talked about this before, but it always bears repeating. 4-H isn't just about livestock, farming, that sort of thing, correct?
Absolutely. You know, in fact, and you bring up a great point, in some of our data, we've showed that more than half of the programming we've offered is STEM, science, technology, engineering, mathematics. Next in line is followed by communication and the arts, so a lot of photography, a lot of communication, then healthy living, then leadership and civic engagement, and finally ag and natural resources.
So it's a ways down the list even, so that's I would not have known that.
It's still important, but you know what? There's a lot of science, technology, communication, everything that falls into ag, but we're not just working with ag anymore.
For sure. Now, you've already been so far today a treasure trove of some fun facts that I did not know, but you have even some more fun facts that you'd like to let people know about 4-H in general.
Absolutely. Well, I want to quiz you too. Do you know what the 4-H's stand for at all, Joe?
Oh, I should. It's... No, I don't.
You don't? See, and that's fair. That's why we do these, Joe, so you can get caught up to speed.
That's right.
So it stands for your head, your hand, your heart, and your health. And so we really focus on those areas. People ask all the time as well, you know, so you guys are impacting the community. It's been around 100 years. Name some famous 4-H'ers for us. And so I actually spent the time to dig this up. And we have great names like President Jimmy Carter. I think President Jimmy Carter was involved in everything, though, as far as I'm aware.
I think he was. Founded Habitat for Humanity, all
yeah,
that stuff.
Yeah, he's got everything. Al Gore, I mean, founding the internet, everything. Former Iowa governor, Terry Branstad. We have two Nobel Prize winners. We have the president of Harvard University. Pretty big name there. Actress Julia Roberts. I love everything she's in. So, hey, that's another bonus. Johnny Carson. Athletes like Reggie White and Herschel Walker. Singers like Luke Bryan, Johnny Cash, military general Hugh Sheldon, and even the cartoonist Jim Davis. You know, you gotta love Garfield. And honestly, 4-H has a wicked recipe for lasagna. So it's interesting pairing and partnership there. It really shows that 4-H is all about developing leadership skills and preparing students for college and career. That's a very, very small fractioned list. And just out of that list alone shows there's some great leaders and some great participants, people that are great communicators, all of that, those skills. We like to say they learn from 4-H.
Absolutely. Now, you kind of mentioned one of the volunteers. You have lots of volunteers, but you need more volunteers, is that correct?
Yeah, and I know that's the plight of almost every youth organization and nonprofit organization on the planet. I get it. I've been asked before, but we really do. And we actually, because we're the fastest growing county in the state, the seventh fastest in the country, we have our clubs growing, our needs growing, the youth are growing, and we want to be able to reach those youth. And when you have a student contact you and say, I'm really excited, or their parents contact and say, my child's really excited to join 4-H or Clover Kids, and you turn to them and say, well, we'll put you on a wait list because we don't have any open clubs for you right now. It's heartbreaking because the odds of them coming back are slim. They're likely to fall off and get lost in the mix, and they're not going to get those connections and those opportunities that they really want. And when a kid gets really excited about something, you want to give it to them. So we just have a strong need for volunteers to be able to step up and say, yes, I want to either co-lead a club so we can get more youth in, or I want to help lead a club. And the beauty is our clubs meet once a month. So you're talking an hour, hour and a half time. The prep time for some of those days are very small. We have mountains of curriculum and programs for them that we can hand to them that are just literally just read from the sheet and get the youth connected. But the beauty of 4-H is it's student-led. So the youth are the ones leading this, not the adults. We're just there to make sure that they're supported, encouraged, and everybody leaves the program alive. That's really what we want.
If people are interested in volunteering, what can they do?
They can easily go to our website, which is www.extension.iastate.edu/Dallas. You can go to the first one without the backslash, but Dallas gets you to us, and we have all of our contact information on there of how to become a leader, what does it mean to be a leader, and even ways to apply to be a leader, plus all of the activities and programming we have coming up.
All right. Now, one last question about 4-H Week. Why do you feel like it's an important week to recognize every year and raise awareness of 4-H?
Well, I think, you know, knowing the history behind it, it's just fascinating to me that we celebrate it every time of this year. In that memory kind of piece, you know, you've got Veterans Day and Memorial Day. But I also think it's just really important because of that leadership. We're one of those youth organizations that we've been around some of the longest, and we make that greatest impact. And so it's really helpful for people to stop and think. We're so busy. There's so much going on that we see the logos, we see the time of 4-H, and we forget to just stop and reflect and say, hey, I want to know more about this organization. I want to know more about what we do and the leaders that we develop and the students that we are working with.
All right. Well, now a few more things that I wanted to talk to you about today while I still have you. You have some new workshops coming up soon. What can you tell me about some upcoming programs with Dallas County Extension?
Absolutely. So our County Youth Coordinator, Alita, is doing some amazing work and setting up some great upcoming workshops such as, you know, photography, and she wants to be able to do some quilting, still a lost art that a lot of people do. And there's just working with animals. There's so many different workshops she's got in the process right now. And that'll all be put out in our annual newsletter. That's also all going to be on our website. So that same website, extension.iastate.edu/Dallas, will get you to all that information. We also have a new Clover Kids director. He's our new extension educator, Juan. He's actually from Perry here. And he's got some great ideas coming up for Clover Kids to be able to help bring it into a different direction and continue with the strong tradition we've had with it for years.
All right. Well, Jeff Jackson with Iowa State Extension, anything else that you'd like to mention to our listeners today?
Nothing else other than it's always a pleasure to see you, Joe.
Well, it's a pleasure to see you, too. Thank you so much for joining me. That's been today's Perry Fairway Let's Talk Dallas County program with Jeff Jackson. You can find this program at RaccoonValleyRadio.com. My name is Joe Sierwinski with Raccoon Valley Radio News. Perry Fairway, always fresh, always affordable.